Today's country and your all-time favorites. 95.1 The Bull, Rob Getz in the bullpen. Joining me on the line this morning, I got Ron Sabo joining me from Sabo's Jewelry in West Union. On behalf of RagBrite West Union, did the pre-ride here recently with Ride Right Committee. And Ron, you've investigated some of the little defects here and there on the roads there while riding your bike there. And what have you noticed that were some of the details that you brought up to the RagBrite committee?
Some of those alligator cracks can be kind of tricky. And it's happened to me a couple of times where I was riding along and then in a group, and somehow I got forced to the left, and there was a diagonal alligator crack. My front wheel dropped into it. Well, I jerked the handlebars and I was okay, but it's always exciting.
Always is, right? Quite the journey there, of course, with RagBrite here in Northeast Iowa. I mean, some with the people who are anticipating the ride coming up here, maybe one thing of concern is maybe the steep hills and whatnot, but you said it's really not that bad, right?
Well, no, the big hill, of course, is the Gunder Hill, which is about 3 miles long, but the first 2 miles is only like 2 or 4% grade, so that's really nothing. The last, say, half mile is about 6%, and it tops off at 8%, but it's just a hill. Get over it.
There you go. Speaking with Ron Sabo here on behalf of RagBrite West Union today here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. You said you took some pictures of it. What would you say are some of the more scenic portions of that ride that riders will definitely enjoy to see?
Well, a lot of the ride is on ridges, so you can see forever on either side. In this, you know, some of the sections, riding up to Gunder and then out of Postville and then even from Waukon to Lansing, both you're on riding on the ridge, and so you can see forever on either side. It's really a very scenic route.
Very good. Speaking with Ron here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. You have been claimed to be an avid bike rider. Have you been on many of these RagBrites? Like, how many have you done?
Oh, maybe 10.
That's a large amount, boy. So you've seen probably every scenic part of Iowa that you could possibly see. What would be, well, for this year's ride, what is like your favorite section of the ride that you definitely recommend riders to check out?
Well, you know, that's hard to say because, you know, most RagBrite people can remember certain things, but they don't remember what year or where.
But as in terms for this year, what would be the one to be anticipate the most, like on the section of the ride?
Well, you know, like I say, any of those, you know, the ride up to Gunder is very scenic. There's a out of Postville, that's pretty scenic. And then from Waukon to Lansing. And then, you get about, probably maybe 5 miles out of Lansing or 8 miles out of Lansing, I don't remember, but there's about a 7% grade hill that's all downhill, and it's downhill for at least a couple miles. And on the pre-ride, that friend of mine, Ted, he got up to 53 miles an hour.
Wow. So, yeah, like they say in the RagBrite West Union, it's all downhill from there, so you definitely pick up speed for sure.
Ron, anyway, that last section into Lansing, that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, I am sure of that. But more information, of course, on RagBrite West Union, just go to RagBrite.com and click on the West Union link. And, of course, Matthew wanted to mention that we're still looking for volunteers and hosting opportunities, if you can do so, for the overnight stop there. Final words from you, Ron, on the ride that you want to get out to our listeners for today?
Well, just get out and ride.
That's all you get.
Miles to get in before reg, ride the better.
Absolutely. So we look forward to it. We're just under a month away from that. Reg Bright, West Union, on behalf of that, Ron Sabo there from Sabo's Jewelry. Ron, thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with us today, and we look forward to the ride.
Okay, thank you.